This episode is brought to you by KitCaster. KitCaster books you on top podcasts. How do funded startup founders attract prospects and talent? Podcast interviews. How do entrepreneurs with exits find new deals? Podcast interviews. How do C-suite execs differentiate in crowded markets? Podcast interviews. KitCaster books you on top podcasts. Click the link in the show notes for a special offer. Celebrate good conversation.
This podcast is brought to you by BitIRA, my affiliate partner. BitIRA leads the industry in helping consumers diversify their retirement accounts with cryptocurrency investments. Why BitIRA? Because they are among the most secure and compliant digital IRA solutions, guys, providers on the market. Their uncompromising commitment to security includes storing consumers' cryptocurrency in cold storage within grade V nuclear bunkers, protecting consumers' stored cryptocurrency with end-to-end insurance, complying proactively with regulations by using regulated exchanges and registering with the U.S. government. Every asset class carries its own set of advantages. The key is achieving your financial objectives and growing your wealth is understanding those advantages and learning to balance your investments across a range of appropriate asset classes suited to your unique situation. So per notice 2021 from the Internal Revenue Services, digital currencies are treated as personal properties for tax purposes, thus making them eligible to be held inside a digital IRA account. That means that any gains you accrue through your digital currency investments remain tax-free until you withdraw them from your retirement account as a distribution. And here's something else that many people don't know. If you sell your digital currencies within your IRA without taking a distribution, any gains that you may have made can be reinvested in other asset classes. In other words, your IRA does not need to remain entirely in digital assets to keep this tax deferred designation. The current cryptocurrencies you can actually invest in BitIRA are Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Chainlink, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Zcash, and Stellar Lumens. Welcome to the future. I'm BioChef T, and guys, click my BitIRA link, affiliate link, right in the description to learn more and get yourself a free guide on digital IRAs. Peace. What's up, guys? Welcome back to VecTween. I'm BioChef T, and I'm going to share the news with you today, as usual. I'm going to touch on PepsiCo and Beyond Meat team up on vegan jerky. By the way, guys, sorry for putting this out a little bit later. I had an interview for a podcast next week. Eddie from Eden Technology. Hold on one second here. Oops. I want to make sure I'm saying it right. It is Eden Technology, right? Yeah, Eden Green. Is a technology company. Eden Green Technology is a vertical farming technology company. There we go. We had such a great conversation just not too long ago, and I'm excited to be sharing that with you guys next week on next week's podcast. So look out for that. In the meantime, let's get back to what I'm talking about. So Live Kindly here has an article, like I said, PepsiCo and Beyond Meat are teaming up on vegan jerky. Pretty dope stuff, huh? Moving along on the World Economic Forum, BioSolutions, a clear path to fighting climate change. That's going to be really interesting as well. And lastly, on the Daily HODL, XRP Ledger. This is a blockchain, cryptocurrency rather, that's on the XRPL. To see carbon credit NFTs with Ripple's new $100 million investment fund.
Can't wait to talk about that. Let's back it up to Live Kindly, guys. So Live Kindly over here, PepsiCo and Beyond Meat are partners. Pretty dope, huh? Who knew? I don't know. I'm just playing. It's the first product from the company's joint venture, Planet Partnership, and will be available in stores nationwide by the end of March. So this is a few months ago, so it might be out there already. So look out in the stores nearest you. The Beyond Meat Jerky is marinated and slow roasted, available in three different size packs, and comes with three different flavors, original, hot and spicy, and teriyaki. Each serving contains 10 grams of protein per serving, but no cholesterol, no soy, no GMOs. In quotes, we are thrilled to introduce the first product from our joint venture with Beyond Meat and PepsiCo, says Dan Mohsen, CEO of Planet Partnership. The nationwide launch of Beyond Meat Jerky will make plant-based meat accessible to millions of households. So the CEO adds, it tastes great. It's good source of protein, and it's convenient to eat whether you're on the go or at your office, on or even on an adventure, guys. So whatever you're doing, it's good to go. The first glimpse of Beyond Meat vegan jerky, blogger Amber Christie first leaked the new product in a video shared to YouTube back in January, where she describes the Beyond Meat X PepsiCo vegan jerky as good and very close to beef. In quotes, it's one of those things where it's like, maybe this tastes a little too real. Can I handle this? But it's nice and kind of spicy and really chewy, says Christy in her video. PepsiCo and Beyond Meat first announced their Planet Partnership collaboration 1 year ago with a view to develop, produce, and market innovative snacks and beverages made with plant-based proteins. PepsiCo is one of the largest companies in the world by market value, while California's Beyond Meat is a leading brand in the plant-based meat industry. I did not know they were the leading brand. Pretty interesting. In a release published in January 2021, PepsiCo Chief Commercial Officer Ram Krishnan said, plant-based proteins represents an exciting growth opportunity for us, a new frontier in our efforts to build a more sustainable food system and be a positive force for people and the planet. Beyond Meat and PepsiCo joined the vegan jerky market. It's worth noting that despite PepsiCo's relative progressiveness when compared to rivals such as Coca-Cola, activists and advocates have repeatedly criticized the company for its poor working conditions. U.S. workers were striking, last summer, it says. So PepsiCo environmental impact, which includes everything from deforestation in the supply chain to its excessive water usage, has also come under close scrutiny. Overall, PepsiCo 2019 carbon footprint was almost 20 million metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent, and the company's was recently named one of the world's top plastic polluter for the fourth year in a row alongside Coca-Cola. That is not good, guys. So anyway, you can learn more about PepsiCo plans for carbon neutralizing, I guess, by clicking one of their links here in this actual blog. So make sure down in my blog description, you click on Live Kindly to this article and you can read it, or you can skim all the way down, or skim it, or go to down to the bottom and you can click that little click here button. Let's move on. So on World Economic Forum, biosolutions, a clear path to fighting climate change. We're all talking about climate change. Why? Because it's crucial. We need to pay more attention. Biotechnology provides powerful solutions to many of today's climate, health, and sustainability challenges, but implementing them comes with its own set of issues. Transformative biosolutions face long approval processes before they can actually be released on the market, making development development of new and more sustainable products less attractive. So legislators and regulators and industry must partner to adopt a new generation of biotechnology solutions, while business leaders and governments must collab. So we live in a dynamic and rapidly changing world. There are many changes to solve: feeding growing populations, mitigating climate change, and getting more out of our shared resources. The war in Ukraine and subsequent shortage of wheat, corn, fertilizer ingredients have made the severity of these challenges even more evident, affecting the supply of food and energy on a global scale. Now, more than ever, we need answers to the world's climate, health, and sustainability challenges. Biotechnology can actually provide biosolutions to address these issues. Imagine if we could replace the use of harmful chemicals for crops protections in our food productions with biological alternatives that do not harm biodiversity. That would be dope. Or if we could use biology to reduce the levels of CO2 in the atmosphere and turn it into valuable raw materials to reduce the industry's reliance on fossil fuels. Now we're speaking. Or if alternative proteins could replace animal proteins, significantly reducing climate impact and land use. I like that. That's pretty dope. Yet implementing these solutions comes with its own set of issues. Again, regulatory frameworks and approval process need to catch up with the new biological possibilities, and we are in a hurry. So transformative biosolutions mitigating climate change, while the technology to achieve and realize these critical benefits exists, transformative biosolutions face long approval processes before they can actually be released on the market. As a result, developing new and more sustainable products becomes less attractive. For example, bio-based solutions like those enabling sustainable crop cultivations currently take approximately 7 years to be approved under the current EU system. That's a long time. While it only takes approximately 2 years in the US, to incentivize the shift, we need fast track approval processes for biosolutions that contribute to the green transformation. So the global biotech industry is committed to accelerating the journey towards climate neutral. And today, tremendously strides are being made towards harnessing the power of biotechnology and create sustainable solutions. In the crop protection industry, companies are working towards replacing chemical incentives and fossil insecticides and fossil-based pesticides. There we go. That's pretty much what they're looking to replace with biological components such as microorganisms and naturally occurring pesticides. The building industry is producing bio cement with bioorganism as a key ingredient to transform food systems with plant-based solutions using fermented proteins and microorganisms. Although these new biosolutions, along with other biology-based solutions, seem very promising, the development and implementations of these new solutions must be accelerated if they are to have an impact in this new future of ours. Long article, guys. You can read the rest. I'm gonna leave the link in the bio, but that's the gist of it. We have to move fast. Let's move on. Daily HODL, XRP Ledger C, carbon credit NFTs with Ripple's new $100 million investment fund. So Ripple Labs announced a $100 million investment fund that will see carbon credit non-fundable token NFTs come to the XRP Ledger. According to a new press release, Ripple's new initiative aims to expedite carbon removal activities and technologies, as well as help streamline carbon-focused fintech and crypto projects. Ripple's investment in part of its goal is to be completely carbon neutral by 2030. According to the press release, the XRP Ledger became a carbon neutral blockchain back in 2020, and Ripple itself is on track to become carbon neutral by 2028. As stated by Monica Long, general manager of XRPX, the investment and development arm of the San Francisco-based firm, in quotes, tokenizing carbon credits can play a vital role in scaling carbon markets and meeting growing demand while ensuring the credibility, integrity, and transparency of existing markets. Several carbon removal projects and fintechs are already building on the XRP Ledger to bring new climate solutions to the market. That's what I'm talking about. By bringing blockchain to global climate initiative, the industry can actually move quickly, verify and certify NFT carbon credits, eliminate the potential for fraud, and even guarantee the offset is actually removing carbon for the long term. Love it. Guys, I'm BioChef T. Thanks again for joining me right here on Vectween. Today was a quick one. Sorry for being a little late today. A few hours late. 11? Yeah, a few hours late. But I hope you guys are doing well out there. Keep moving, keep staying healthy, and keep staying updated right here on this platform. Be informed, guys. Peace. Hey guys, I just wanted to stop in here real quick. I know you just heard the BitIRA partnership that I have earlier in the podcast, but I wanted to remind you that BitIRA is actually giving away a Ledger Nano S. Ledger Nano S. Now, you're probably asking yourself, if you're not familiar with cryptocurrency, blockchain trading, and all that good stuff, what is a Ledger Nano S? So if you head over to ledger.com and you go over to introducing the Ledger Nano S, it's all about reclaiming your power over money. Combine the Ledger Nano S with the Ledger Live app for maximum security and control over your digital assets. The Ledger Nano S keeps your coins and NFTs offline and protected. So you can actually buy, exchange, and grow your cryptocurrency. You can manage and invest your cryptocurrency anytime, anywhere with Ledger and their partner. Buy, exchange, trade crypto in seconds, the simple, safe, and smart way. It's pretty cool stuff, guys. I have my own Ledger Nano, and I've had it for many years, and I am completely happy with it. I am also invested in BitIRA as well, so for retirement, and that's actually a really great place to actually, you know, park your crypto if you're looking to invest your money into something that's new, fresh to the market, and possibly going to be growing over the years. Obviously, this is not financial advice. I am not your financial advisor. This is something that's I am, you know, just introducing to my podcast, and blockchain and crypto is developing, is going to continue to develop. It doesn't look like it's going away. So I just find it important to bring attention to this market on my platform as I continue to expand my podcast just from food and branch it out into sort of a just healthy living lifestyle experience. So check it out, guys. Check out the BitIRA link in the podcast description, like I mentioned in the preview, the beginning of this podcast, and this might be something you might be interested in. Also, BitIRA is no longer charging a monthly fee to hold your crypto on their site. So that monthly fee has been removed. So that's great news. Check it out, guys. I'm BioShift T. Catch you guys in the next one. Peace out.
Oh, thank you.